Hello, over here, sweetie. Look up, look up. I'm right here. Oh, it's me indeed. I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long. I promise I'm not always a bad timekeeper like this. I was held up getting my hair done, and it took me a while for me to find something to wear. I just wanted to look very good for this, you know? It's been a while since I've been on a date, so I wanted it to be special. Oh, thank you so much, honey. I'm glad you noticed all the effort I put into this outfit and my hairs. Such a sweetie you are. So cute, I could just grab your cheeks. And I must say, you look even better than you do in the photos. Oh, don't be so humble. I'm tired of hearing that. Listen to me right now. You are a handsome young lad, and don't let yourself or anyone else tell you otherwise. Tell me how such a gorgeous boy ended up on a dating app and on a date with an older woman like me, What went wrong in your life? Oh, Bun, I was joking. Don't look at me like that. Don't take my humour so seriously. Come on, what brought you on the dating app? I've got all day to listen. Sugar. Oh, that is just so unlucky, but you're young, so there's no need to worry. There's always someone for you. Me? Well, I've been single for a while now, actually. Surprising, I know. A brutal divorce, if I do say so myself. My daughter decided to sign me up, and of course I was reluctant, but she convinced me, and here I am. She did warn me about... What's that word when someone uses a fake photo in? Catfish! Oh, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you, precious. Anyway, I was nervous about... this... because I've never been on a date with someone a lot younger than me, and I was wondering who would go on a date with an older woman like me. I thought, I didn't know that was what the younger lads were after, but I don't blame them. Oh, stop! You're making me blush. Well, if I must be honest... I know I look good. No problem being confident with yourself, right? That's what I also think is important in a relationship, sweetie. If we aren't confident in ourselves, then instead of having fun and enjoying experiences together since you only live once, it just turns into having to persuade your partner that they are good enough. It's just a very frustrating cycle. That's what my ex didn't like. He didn't like all the attention I got because for my age, I, well, in other people's words, a MILF. I've been called a MILF quite a lot. I recently had to Google it and I was like, oh, that's what that means. But anyway, the jealousy of him really manifested into something quite ugly. Anyway, honey bun, I don't need your pity. Please don't look at me like that. Give me a smile. Please smile for me. I don't want sympathy or pity. I'm a strong, independent woman. And I'm a woman who doesn't want to bore you with my past. If our date here is successful, then I'm sure you'll have plenty of time to listen to me go on all about that. But now... how about we get into seeing what to order here? I don't even know why I look at the menus here. I always end up ordering the same thing. Have you ever been here before? Oh, why not? Too expensive. Oh, okay. Well, have you got your order yet, sweet pea? Really? That's it. Just a starter? Just garlic bread? Sweetie, don't worry. Pick whatever you want off the menu here. Come and have the same as me. The most expensive and tasty thing here isn't just me, but it's the lobster. You can't come here and not have it. That's what it's famous for. Everyone comes here for the lobster. Oh, baby, don't you worry about the price. I was the one who suggested this place because it's my favorite, and I want you to have this experience in a fancy restaurant. That's why I'm paying for it. No, we are not starting this. I said I'm paying, and that's final. Shh. Shh. It's an order. You listen to me right now. I have the money to pay for this, so don't be so rude and let your date pay for you. Got it? You understand me, yes? Then put that wallet right back in your pocket right this instant. I mean it. Okay, there we go. All smiles now. And keep it in there, okay? Just do as I say. Now, let me just get the waiter over. Here, we're ready now. Come and take our orders, please. Okay. Yes, we're ready to order. I will have two of your golden lobsters and the most expensive wine you have. The King's red wine. Thank you. So, I think I should tell you that I may have told a little white lie about myself. Well, I guess you must have realized now that I, in fact, do not work in cleaning toilets. I'm actually the CEO of a very popular clothes company. It's worth quite a lot, to say the least. I just don't like to share that information beforehand because then people will only want me for my money and not my extravagant personality. Thank you for understanding. You're such a sweetie pie, aren't you? Oh, just what I need in a partner. But just to add, everything else I said to you about myself, that was all real. I only told a little white lie about my job. It's still true that I think you're handsome, smart, funny, and the list goes on. You're all of those things. I'm still surprised you even wanted to come on this date after the age gap. I even felt surprised by myself that I swiped right on you. Well, you know, with you being younger, but it kind of feels more exciting. Oh, thank you, that's lovely. Now wait until you try this. time you had that, if I had to guess? Well, there will be many more of that to come, if we have another date, but the night is still young. But if I had to be honest and say now, I'm into you. I was into you when we were writing these past few months, but only seeing you now and spending time together, it's just sealed the deal for me that I'd like to see you more often. What do you say? Well, I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying yourself. I promise on the next date you can decide what we're going to do. But I don't know. I really feel bad for that because I can't spoil you. It feels so good just to spoil you in things. I know materialism isn't important in a relationship, and it never has been for me, but it's just what you deserve. With me, you'd be getting a lot of love and showered in my gifts. That's just what I do for people I care about. A lot. And, as you told me before, you were pretty down about your job, right? You were worried about losing it because of COVID, weren't you? Well, if we are making us official now, how about, sweetie, you can come live with me and quit your job? I know it sounds crazy, but think of it this way. Life is too short and I take my relationships very seriously. I'm going to miss you if you're gone 8 hours a day. I want to see you, see the world together. Wouldn't you like to not have a care in the world about money? We can chill in my pool in the garden during the day, have the best food, and by night we can play games together. That's right. I'm a gamer myself, as I told you before. Or we can even watch some Netflix and chill. Doesn't that sound perfect? Don't look at me like that. It's true. You need more confidence in yourself, sweet pea. I do want you. I like you a lot. Don't let yourself pass on that opportunity. Come with me. Come back to my place. Well, come on then. Stand up, sweet pea. And come here. Right now. I felt the sparks between us there. I want more of it. Oh, putting your hands down to my waist now, are we? Oh, no, that's not classy for this restaurant. We need to do that behind closed doors. I'm guessing that means you enjoyed it then, didn't you? Well, let's go then. Where do you think we're going? We're getting out of here as soon as possible. No, don't worry about the food. I'm just going to throw all the money and a tip on top on the table. Already paid for. You can have better meals back at my place, if you know what I mean. Come on, what are we waiting for? I bet you want a tour of my place and of myself.